Are we ready? Everybody good? Okay, let's rock and roll. Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
Staff would note that conditionally old items of old business, don't want that. 2074 and 2075 were removed from the agenda.
Removed from the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. To the April 6th. Any changes?
I didn't have any changes on it.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell, any changes?
There were none unless you had any concerns.
No. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes for April 6th, 2017.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 6th, 2017 meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, on to old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2016-20, Donna Smith and Teresa Smith.
Staff would note that this item was waiting, maybe it's me tonight, that this item was waiting receipt of the soil feasibility study, and we are in receipt of that. And Ms. Stevenson was not here for the public hearing, so
yes,
she would not be able to vote on the application.
Okay.
She's been around since December, I think.
December.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2016-20. For a one-lot subdivision, Donna Lisa Smith, based on the record, the following reasons. This subdivision is in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. The lots also exceed the 3/4 acre minimum lot size for a subdivision in the AR1 zone. The lots are consistent with other properties in the area. DENREC has granted septic approval for the lots, and because this is a one-lot subdivision, a waiver of the landscape buffer and street design standards are appropriate. This is a preliminary approval with final site plan approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of to approve subdivision 2016-20, Donna Smith and Teresa Smith, as a preliminary with the final approval by the staff, did you say?
Not by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
By the commission, okay. As a preliminary, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2071, Blessing Greenhouses and Compost.
This one, for the benefit of the commission and the public, recall that after the public hearing was closed, the record was left open for a statement from the Department of Natural Resources just sort of outlining the current status of where they view things under their permitting and things like that. And that was provided to the commission at the last meeting. Since then, you know, you certainly have had a chance, hopefully, to read that. You know, there was a lot of information in the record, and there was a lot of concerns about, you know, how to move forward with this. You know, and one of the things that you might want to consider along the way is, and I'm just sort of throwing this out for discussion, are, you know, like periodic, I don't know if it be annual or biannual or whatever, inspections, you know, whether you want to do inspections certainly by the county, but also, you know, through the approval or through the recommendations, suggest that DENREC also, you know, make annual inspections with a report back to the commission so that there's regular progress made, regular review of the situation out there to make sure that certainly they're in compliance. And I'm not suggesting you approve it, but if you were to approve it, to make sure they're in compliance with the approvals and make sure that certainly the circumstances there aren't getting worse and they're hopefully getting better, as DENREC sort of suggested they have a path forward in this letter. Anyway, there's a lot of moving parts to it, so I thought maybe, you know, kind of throw that out there to get the discussion going on it.
Well, I think I think it would be good if we could have DENREC's input in terms of a. Sure, thank you. Sorry about that. As I was saying, I think it'd be good if there is a motion to approve, that we determine beforehand if DENREC is in fact available to do annual inspections or however often we want them done. And if so, that could be a part of the motion. So if we're not in possession of that information at the moment, I would prefer that we defer action. I think we have enough time to do that, and I'd rather get it completely right than do something we regret later.
I agree. Can I go ahead and make a motion to defer?
Sure, absolutely.
Do you want to talk a little before we do it?
I want to add that, in looking at the record again, one of the things that I want to make sure I understand from the record so that I can advise the commission, and it was a question that I asked during the hearing about sort of the course of events out there, and I need to spend more time looking at what DENREC had said and what was submitted and what was stated during the hearing, so that we're on a good legal footing, because there was talk about, in the DENREC letter, about removing materials from that large concrete pad, and then there was also talk about, you know, moving forward with what they're going to do with conditional use, with everything being undercover, and also at the same time whether or not they can be accepting any materials or only certain kinds of materials. You know, and it the testimony was pretty clear that there was a bad situation out there in certain people's opinion. And so, you know, I want to make sure that with DENREC and how the condition would act if it was inclined to act favorably, that everything goes in the proper order. In other words, they're not maybe accepting new items of a certain type until they can get rid of the things that have stockpiled there for so long have been causing the complaints that, you know, neighbors have been talking about. So I would like some time also to make sure that I've got that clear from what DENREC has stated and what was in the public hearing as well.
Okay.
Could we also explore the possibility of finding out what DENREC's inspection process is or timeliness, whether it's monthly, annually, or whatever, and perhaps we can coordinate our inspection with their inspection so that a joint memo or individual memo can be sent to the commission. Mm-hmm. On an annual basis at a minimum. Okay. For a period of time. So maybe some continued, I really appreciate DENREC's response. It was very thorough and complete and helpful and explains the situation, but maybe some continued communication with them to see if we can't coordinate inspecting this so that we make sure this situation gets corrected.
I would just, for the public's benefit, I think that's appropriate, and it's just limited to, because the record's closed, it's limited to just the, you know, sort of the nuts and bolts of can you do an inspection, not anything substantive about anything
going
on out there.
And how it can be included in the motion.
We need to make sure
that we have it clear how we're going to monitor this, because it's a bit of a mess right now.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, what we're hoping for is that the mess will continue to get better, it get cleaned up. And so that's why we're moving in the direction we're moving, so.
Yeah.
Anyone else? I would be concerned about in enforcement. In the event of a motion to approve, I would need to be certain that whatever conditions were enforceable and that we had a means for doing that spelled out in the motion.
Agreed. Ms. Cornwell, that's something that, I mean, the county is good on being able to go out and do things like that, and then we'll check with DENREC as well?
Absolutely. Staff can, we have inspectors, they go out all the time to verify that conditional uses are in compliance with the conditions of approval, and we will coordinate with DENREC and then talk to them, see if we can, if it gets approved, that if that condition is part of that approval, that we can make sure that occurs.
Okay.
Okay. Then I make a motion to defer until we can get the information on inspections and things from DENREC.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2071, Blessings Greenhouse and Compost. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. And let the record show that Mr. Hopkins has recused himself from the public hearing and is not voting. Just for any of you who might have come in late, conditional use number 2074 Quail Valley and conditional use number 2075 Burton's Pond LLC were removed from the agenda, so there will be no action on them this evening. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to